Hello and welcome back to the MRX Lab podcast, the show from Flexham R, where we investigate and explore topics on the fringes of market research in 10 minutes or less. Today, we're going to be discussing the role of data engineering in modern business and what insight professionals can learn from it. But let's start with a definition. What is data engineering? In its most basic form, it's a response to the way in which big data is changing our relationship with information. Data engineering is the practice of designing and building systems for collecting, analyzing, and sorting otherwise unfeasibly large volumes of data. Those that work in this field spend their time finding the right inputs, developing algorithms to transform abstract measurements into actionable insight, testing and refining the pipelines that deliver knowledge to the right people, and ensuring compliance with security policies. Now that all sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? Evaluating business needs, getting data to the right people at the right time, and affecting business decisions. It's an almost identical mandate to market research and insight, just approached from a different, and not always customer-led, perspective. Now, in reality, the nuts and bolts of a career in data engineering are much more practical and technical than that description would suggest. Engineers need to be proficient in coding languages like SQL, Python, Java, and R. They need to understand database storage, ETL systems, automation, scripting, cloud computing, and, more recently, developments that are impacting machine learning and AI. But where data engineering becomes more interesting, from a market researcher's point of view, is in the soft skills that are most commonly sought. Listen to what the UK government suggests a good data engineer should be proficient at. First, communication. You know about the need to translate technical concepts into non-technical language, and understand what communication is required for internal and external stakeholders. You can listen to the needs of technical and business stakeholders and interpret them. You know how to manage stakeholder expectations. You are flexible and capable of proactive and reactive communication. You know how to facilitate difficult discussions within the team or diverse senior stakeholders. Second, analysis and synthesis. You know how to undertake data profiling and source system analysis and can present clear insights to colleagues to support the end use of data. You understand and can help teams apply a range of techniques for data profiling. You can source system analysis from a single, complex source. You can bring multiple data sources together in a conformed model for analysis. Third, process development. You know how to establish enterprise-scale data integration procedures across the data development lifecycle and ensure that teams are adhering to these. You can manage resources to ensure that data services work effectively at the enterprise level. As the voice of the customer, I often hear from insight professionals that market research can feel like a lonely profession, that it's difficult to constantly represent an important point of view that doesn't always survive contact with stakeholders or business priorities. But the role of the data engineer makes for an interesting parallel. The views that they represent may be different, but the challenges are the same. How do we get data into the hands of decision makers and get them to listen to it? The traditional market research approach has been to conduct debriefs and to send reports. Data engineers tend to approach the challenge from a different perspective, piping information into business intelligence systems, dashboards, and notifications. That's clearly having an impact on what our stakeholders expect. Over the past decade, we've seen the rise in prominence of quick, agile, and self-serve insight platforms, putting customer insight into the hands of marketers, product designers, and communication professionals. The democratization of data, as it's commonly known, is happening whether we are at the forefront of it or not. So what should we learn from this very adjacent profession? First, in a world where real-time data is pumped through a business at breakneck speeds, it's going to be harder for our work to achieve the cut-through and relevance it needs to make an impact. Second, researchers need to synthesize our work with these data flows so that it too benefits from greater visibility. And we need to learn to balance the business desire for real-time, relevant information with more reflective, considered impact. Perhaps the most important, however, is what we can learn from the data engineering pipeline. This framework has four stages. One, ingestion. This is the task of gathering data. Depending on the number of sources, it might be large or small. Second, processing. During this stage, ingested data is sorted to achieve a specific set of data to analyze. For large sets, this is commonly done using a distributed computing platform for scalability. Third, storing. This takes the results of data processing and saves the data for fast and easy retrieval. The effectiveness of this phase relies on a sound database management system, which can be on-premise or in the cloud. And finally, fourth, access. Once in place, the data needs to be available to all users. By considering our work in the same way, we hit upon an important difference, namely at the end of the process. In research and insight, we typically collect, analyze, and distribute knowledge, but that suggests a short cycle timed to specific needs. What makes the data engineering pipeline interesting is that it starts off the same, but focuses in the latter stages on storage and access, in order to take insight to the next level and build consistent customer connections. This is something researchers need to be thinking about too. While the methods will vary from brand to brand, there is at least one consistent starting point, asking the question, how can we surface customer insight in a way that it is always easy for our stakeholders to find, access, and action? That brings us to the end of today's episode. So I hope you've enjoyed this foray into the world of data engineering and what we can start to learn from it. Don't forget to follow us and subscribe to the MRX Lab on your favorite podcasting service. And of course, we'll be back in a few weeks' time with another fascinating conversation from the fringes of the insight industry. See you then.